Let us first turn to the Bible.
我们先读一点圣经。
Let us turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17.
约翰福音二十一章十五到十七节。
John chapter 21, verse 15 to 17.
约翰福音二十一章十五到十七节。
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
So today I want to ask everyone the same question. Do you love the Lord?
今天我想问每一位同样的问题，你爱主吗？
This seems like such a simple and basic question that we even ask to the children in Sunday school.
这看起来是一个非常基本的问题，我们甚至问主日学的小孩这样的问题。
We might think the answer is obvious. Of course I love the Lord.
我们想这个问题的答案可能是很明显的，我当然爱我的主。
I'm a Christian. I have to love the Lord.
我是个基督徒，我必须要爱我的主。
I pray and we sing hymns that I love the Lord.
我祷告，我唱诗，我爱我的主。
But when we look at our actions, are these the actions of someone who really loves the Lord?
但是我们看我们所行的，我们是否是那一位真的爱主的呢？
And so some questions I want to ask is one, do we want to spend time with the Lord?
所以我想我们一同思想这些问题。第一个，我们是否愿意跟花时间跟主在一起？
And do you enjoy spending time with the Lord?
我们是否享受花时间跟主在一起？
That you have lots of things to talk about, to fellowship, and you often want to pray to the Lord.
我们是否跟主有很多的话讲，很多的话交通，我常常想跟主祷告。
And I want to know more about Jesus.
我想更多的认识主。
If we love Jesus and see him as our dearest friend, we'll want to spend time with him and know him more.
假如我们真的爱主，我们把主当成我们最亲的朋友，我们其实是很想花更多时间在主身上，更多的认识他。
And then another question is, do we often think about what Jesus wants and give the best to Jesus?
另一个问题是，我们是否常常能想到主要的是什么？我们是否把最好的给主？
If you love someone and you want to give them a gift, you will want to give them the best gift.
假如我们爱一个人，我们想送他一个礼物，我们想把最好的礼物送给他。
You will ask for help from those who know this person well to give you advice to give this person something that they want.
我们很想问一个对这个人很熟悉的人，我们问他怎样的礼物是他想要的。
And so is this our attitude, how we give and serve the Lord?
这是我们奉献给主、服侍主的态度。
Or are we giving the Lord the leftovers?
还是我们只是把剩下的东西给主呢？
And whatever extra free time I have, I use that to serve the Lord.
是不是我们只是有多余的时间我才来给主、去服侍主呢？
Another question we need to ask is, when you hear or read someone say bad things about the Lord Jesus, do you want to step in and defend him?
还有一个问题，当我们听见有人说关于我们主不好的东西，我们是否愿意去为主站住？
Like we want to stand up for a friend.
我们通常可以为我们的朋友站住。
That you can't say that about my Jesus. That's my Jesus.
你就像我们为我们朋友站住一样，你不能这样说我的主耶稣，这是我的主耶稣。
Or are you indifferent as if these things are talking about a stranger who has no relation to me?
还是你觉得你对这个是很冷漠的？他们讲主耶稣的时候，你觉得只是讲一个跟你很遥远的陌生人？
And the last question I want to bring up is when we come to the Lord's table meeting, are we filled with thanksgiving and gratitude to the Lord?
最后一个问题我想问的，当我们来到波饼聚会，我们心中是不是满了感谢？我要感谢我的主。
When we remember our salvation, are we so thankful that the Lord has saved me?
当我们想到我们的救恩，我们是否很感恩主救了我这个人？
So when we talk about Jesus, if he feels like someone who we don't really know, like a distant friend,
假如我们想到主耶稣，我们觉得那是一位我不是很认识，便是一个很遥远的人。
We need to ask ourselves the question, do I really love the Lord?
我们就真的需要问我们自己一个问题，我是否爱主？
And I want to ask the other question that Jesus asked Peter here, which is, do you love the Lord more than these?
我想问这个主耶稣向彼得问的问题，你爱我比这些更深吗？
If you go through all the things in your life, whether it be your possession, your lifestyle,
当我们回顾我们的生活，我们所拥有的，我们的生活方式，
your school, your career,
我们的学业，我们的工作，
the people in your life, your friends, your family,
在我们生活中的人，我们的朋友，我们的家人，
do you love the Lord more than them?
我们是否爱主比爱他们更深呢？
Would I rather have these things or would I rather have the Lord?
还是说我宁愿有那些都不要主？
When we ask ourselves these questions, we will see that our love for the Lord may not be so obvious.
当我们问自己这些问题，我们可能发现我对主的爱其实没有那么明显。
Maybe our condition is that we love the Lord a little bit.
我们的情况可能是我只是爱主一点点。
But there are still other things that I love.
还有很多别的事情我是爱的。
But we need to remember that the Lord is calling us to love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength.
我们要记住，主是让我们尽心尽力爱主你的神。
And so I want to share four points here on the importance of loving the Lord.
所以我想和大家交通关于爱主四个重要的点。
First is we need to love the Lord because we have a relationship with Him as that of a husband and wife.
我们需要爱主，就像地上夫妻的关系一样。
We know we have many relationships with the Lord. We are His servant. We are His friend. We are His child.
我们知道我们跟主有很多的关系，我们是主的仆人，我们是主的儿女。
But I want to focus here on our relationship as that of a husband and wife.
但是我想关注在夫妻的关系上。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the husband and the church is the bride of Christ.
主耶稣是丈夫，教会是主的心腹。
So the Lord Jesus loves the church unconditionally. So we also need to completely love the Lord.
主是无条件的爱他的教会，所以我们也应该完全的爱我们的主。
If we look at the relationship between a husband and a wife in this world,
假如我们看地上夫妻的关系，
If just one time one person in this relationship is unfaithful, we think this is unacceptable.
假如只有一次一个人是不忠诚的，我们都觉得这是完全不能接受的。
That this person is a cheater and a bad person, this is a terrible person.
我们觉得这个人是个骗子，是个糟糕的人。
And if the husband or wife were to say, just one day of the year, I will be unfaithful.
假如妻子或者丈夫说，我一年有一天我对你不忠诚。
All the other days, I will be faithful.
其他所有的天我对你都是忠诚的。
Even in this world, we can see how ridiculous this is.
即使在这个地上，我们都看到这个讲法是多么的荒谬。
Yet, why does it seem like in our Christian life, it's acceptable to give the Lord only part of our love?
那就为什么我在我们基督徒生活中，我们觉得只要给一部分给主就可以了。
That we can love the Lord only some of the time.
我们只要一部分时间爱主就可以了。
We might not even be speaking about 99% of the time, maybe just half the time.
我们甚至还不是说 99% 的时间，甚至是 50% 的时间。
Maybe even less, just 10% or even less than that.
甚至更少 10%, 甚至比 10% 更少。
But for some reason we think it's pretty good because at least it's better than nothing, right?
但是我们觉得哎，这还可以啊，这比没有更好。
I still love the Lord a little bit.
我还有一点点的爱主。
But when we see our relationship with the Lord is that between a husband and a wife,
但我们用夫妻的关系的眼光去看我们跟主之间的关系，
it becomes very clear why the Lord tells us that we cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other.
我们就非常清楚地知道为什么主说一个人不能服侍两个主，你不是爱这个就是恶那个。
So today we cannot be in this lukewarm condition where we love the Lord a little but we also love all these other things.
我们今天不能在一个不冷不热的光景当中，我们爱主一点点，也爱别的东西。
As if I love the Lord as much as the person next to me, or even a little more than the person next to me, so I feel okay.
我觉得我跟坐在我旁边的人差不多爱主，或者我比他好一点点，我觉得就可以了。
So we can see how far we have fallen from a normal Christian life.
所以我们看到，其实我们在一个正常的基督徒生活当中，堕落的多么的厉害。
This life that should be completely devoted to the Lord.
我们的生命，我们的生活，应该是完全的奉献给主。
The second point I want to bring up is if we don't love the Lord, there's no way spiritual things can have an impact on our lives.
第二点我想提到的是，假如我们不能爱主，属灵的东西对我们的生活是没有影响。
That we will be disinterested and not care about God's things.
我们觉得没有兴趣，我们不会对主的事上心。
Without love for the Lord, everything just feels like rules and regulations.
没有对主的爱，很多东西对我们来说就是规条。
We're going through all the religious motions, but there is no love, there is no joy in it.
我们经过很多宗教的行动行为，但我们心里面没有喜乐。
It seems like every additional rule we hear is an additional burden we have to bear.
我们感觉凡是多一个规条我听见的，我身上就多一个重担。
We aren't even like the rich young ruler who was seeking additional commands.
我们甚至都比不上那个少年的官，他甚至还是想要去得一个另外的规条。
That there are already enough commands that I have to keep. I already feel so restricted with all the rules I have to follow.
我们觉得我们的诫命已经够多了，我已经够被这些诫命所捆绑住了。
And so we go through this routine. We come to meeting, we read the Bible, we follow these rules. And because in my head, I know it's the right thing to do.
当我们像常规一样，我们来聚会，我们读圣经，只是我头脑里面知道这是我该做的。
And I do it because I've gotten so used to it, it feels uncomfortable if I don't do it.
我做这些事情，好像是觉得我已经很习惯这么做了，假如我不这么做，我觉得不舒服。
But if we truly love the Lord, we will no longer view these things as burdens.
假如我们真的爱主，我们不会再将这些事情作为我们的重担。
But that these are things that are pointing us in the right direction and changing us to make us more like Christ.
而这些事情是引我们到一个新的方向，我们更爱主，我们被磨成主的形象。
So that is why we want to seek more of the Lord's command to know how to serve Him and follow Him.
这样其实我们心中更想寻求主的诫命是什么？我想更多的服侍他，更多的跟从他。
If we don't have love for the Lord, even if we have the most teaching and the highest teaching, it won't be a reality to us.
假如我们不爱我们的主，即使我们有最高最好的教导，这都帮不了我们。
If no matter what we hear, it can only be head knowledge.
我们所听的都成为我们头脑的知识。
That we can have the greatest gift, have the most ability to serve, but service itself is forced.
即使我们有最好的恩赐，我们能够去服侍，但我们觉得我们服侍是被强迫的。
Or maybe we have some other agenda. We want others to praise us for our good service.
或者我们心中有别的计划，我服侍是为了别人称赞我。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul lists out the spiritual gifts.
在哥林多前书12章，保罗提到了很多属灵的恩赐。
But what does Paul tell us in the next chapter?
但是保罗在下一章跟我们讲什么呢？
If we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3,
假如我们看哥林多前书13章1到3节，
Paul says here, Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的言语却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的拔一样一般。
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，而且有全备的信叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Paul says here, without love, he is nothing. These profit him nothing.
保罗说，假如我没有爱，这些跟我一点益处都没有。
These things appear so spiritual, but we see how important that love is.
这些事情看上去是多么的属灵，但是我们要看见爱是多么的重要。
That without love, we can't serve, and without love, all this knowledge is just head knowledge.
没有爱，我们不能够服事。没有爱，这些知识都成为头脑的知识。
And so the love Paul says here, first we must love the Lord.
在这里保罗讲到的爱，第一个我们必须要爱主。
And this is the third thing I want to share. To have brotherly love or God's love.We must first love the Lord.
这是我第三点想要交通的。如果我们想要有弟兄相爱，我们必须要先爱主。
That this is the key criteria that if we cannot first love the Lord, we will not be able to gain this love.
这是一个关键的条件。假如我们不能爱主，我们是不可能得到弟兄相爱。
How can we try to love other brothers and sisters, but we don't love the Lord?
假如我们不爱主，我们怎么可能去爱弟兄姊妹呢？
At best, we can use our natural love for other brothers and sisters.
我们最好就是用我们天然的爱去爱弟兄姊妹。
To our full capacity, we love other brothers and sisters.
我们用尽我们的度量去爱弟兄姊妹。
But this love is a prejudiced love, and we can only love those who we want to love.
但这个爱常常是带着偏见、成见的。我们只爱我喜欢的那些人。
We use our emotional love.But there is none of God's righteous love.
我们用我们情感的爱，但是在这里面没有神公义的爱。
So our love can only touch the other person's emotions, but cannot bring them closer to God.
我们的爱只摸到了对方的情感，并没有真的把那个人带到主面前。
And the fourth thing I want to share is if we love the Lord, we will want to be pleasing to the Lord.
第四点我想交通的，如果我们爱我们的主，我们是想讨他的喜悦。
As long as it pleases the Lord, I will do it.
只要能够讨主的喜悦，我就愿意做。
Even if I don't fully understand, I want to do it.
即使我不是完全的明白，我仍然愿意去做。
I'm not sure why the Lord wants me to do it, but I know it brings him joy, so I will do it.
虽然我还是不是很明白主为什么让我这么做，但只要能够讨主的喜悦，我就愿意去做。
I will first do it, then later I will understand.
我先做，之后我明白。
The Lord wants me to love brothers and sisters, to consecrate myself, to follow Him.
主要让我们爱弟兄姊妹，要让我们奉献跟从他。
I will do them, and I know it pleases the Lord.
我要去这么实行，因为我想讨主的喜悦。
When we want to be pleasing to the Lord, we will also love the things the Lord loves and hate the things the Lord hates.
当我们爱主的时候，我们也爱主所爱的，我们恨恶主所恨恶的。
I see how much the Lord hates sin.
我看到主多么的恨恶罪。
I see how much it hurts the Lord when we sin.
我们看到当我们犯罪的时候，我们多么的伤害我们的主。
How much it hurts the Lord when we ignore him and go our own way.
我们知道当我们忽略他走这些路的时候，多么的伤害他。
So because I don't want to make the Lord sorrowful,
因为我不想主为我忧心，
that I will do the thing that pleases the Lord.
所以我要做能够讨主喜悦的事情。
So I have brought just these four reasons why we need to love the Lord.
所以我想提一下这四点为什么我们要爱主的原因。
Saying that we love the Lord is not something we just say lightly.
爱主并不是随随便便轻易的讲。
Because when we love someone, it carries weight behind it.
假如我们爱一个人，我们是有行动的。
That you will take action if you truly love the person.
我们是有行动的，假如我真的爱这个人。
And in our Christian life,Hope we see how important it is that we need to love the Lord.
在我们的基督徒生活当中，我们要看见爱主是多么的重要。
This is not optional.
这个不是一个选择。
And since we have been saved by the Lord, we should all naturally love the Lord.
只要是我们真的被主救的，我们理应很自然的爱主。
So if we don't love the Lord, we need to consider why.
假如我们不能爱主，我们要思想为什么。
I want to share three possible reasons why we might not love the Lord.
我想分享三点让我们不能爱主的原因。
First, a big issue is that we are self-centered people who only care about ourselves.
第一个原因，我们是个以自我为中心的人，我只关注我自己的事情。
I need Jesus to save me so that I can go to heaven.
我想让耶稣救我，这样我就能够上天堂。
But salvation is all about me.
这个救恩都是我。
Then when I'm faced with difficulty, I need help.
当我遇见困难，我需要帮助。
I seek Jesus and I ask Jesus to help me and save me.
我寻求耶稣，让耶稣来帮我救我。
But once that issue is resolved, I start relying on myself again.
当这件事情一过去，我又重新依靠我自己。
It's like we tell Jesus, "Thank you for your help. Now I can take it from here."
好像我们跟主说，谢谢你帮助，现在我自己来处理了。
And throughout this whole thing, we only care about ourselves and not about our relationship with Jesus.
在整个过程当中，我们好像只关注我们自己，而不是我跟主的关系是怎样。
And the second point I wanted to share is, are we really thankful that Jesus saved us?
第二点我想交通的是，我们是否对主的救恩，我真的感恩。
If I am thankful, I will want to express my gratitude to the Lord.
假如我真的是感恩的，我们对主是能够发表出我们里面的感谢。
I will love the Lord.
我会真的要去爱主的。
And one issue here is that we don't see how great of a salvation that we have received.
但有个问题就是，我们看不见我们得到救恩是多么的大。
How great our sin is that the Lord has washed us clean.
我们看不见我们的罪恶，我们的罪有多么的大，但主都把它洗净了。
Let us look at a parable in Luke.
我们看一个路加福音中的比喻。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音七章。
Luke chapter 7 verse 41 to 43.
七章四十一到四十三节。
There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him more?Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have rightly judged.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
Here we see the parable of two debtors.
这里我们看见两个欠债的人。
Which person do we think we are?
我们觉得我们是当中的哪一个呢？
Maybe we feel that we do owe Jesus a little bit.
我们可能觉得我的确是有亏欠主一点点的。
But though we have sin, we feel we're not that bad.
即使我们犯罪，我们都觉得我们没那么糟糕。
That we are the debtor who only owed 50 denarii.
我们觉得我们只是那个欠五两银子的人。
Because of that, that's why I don't love Jesus as much.
因为这样，我就不能够真的那么去爱我的主。
But let us look at another parable.
但我们再看另一个比喻。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18 verse 9 to 14.
九到十四节。
And so we won't read this, but this is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector.
我们不会去读，但我们知道这是关于法利赛人和税吏的故事。
And we see how the Pharisee thinks so highly of himself.
我们看见这个法利赛人，他多么的看自己为好。
Yet the tax collector here saw his sin and was very repentant.
但是那位税吏，他真的看见自己的罪，他真的在神面前悔改。
So if we think our sin is actually not that great and we're actually not that bad,
假如我们没有看见我们的罪其实是那么大。其实我们看不见，我们是个很不好的人。
That we're actually acting more like this Pharisee than the tax collector.
所以我们就更像那位法利赛人，而不是税吏。
That we maybe even are like this Pharisee who says, "Thank the Lord that I don't have as much sin, that I'm not as bad as this other person."
我们就像那位法利赛人说，感谢主，我不像那位税吏，我没有犯那么多的罪。
Only if we realize how great our sin is, how much Jesus has forgiven us.
只有我们看见我们的罪有多么的大，看见主如何的救我从我的罪出来，我们才能够爱我们的主。
Well, we see that we are all that debtor who owes more.
我们都应该看见，其实我是那位欠了重债的，但主救了我。
That we are all those who need to love the Lord more.
我们应该要去更多的爱我们的主。
And then we will be repentant like that tax collector and return home justified.
所以我们就像那能够像那位税吏那样。真的在主面前悔改，并且回家算为有益。
And the third point I want to share here is that we greatly misunderstand our Lord.
第三点我想交通的，我们很大的误会了我们的主。
We think he is a harsh master.
我们觉得我们的主是位严厉的主人。
The Lord is so strict. There are so many things he restricts me from doing.
主太严厉了，他限制了我很多的事情。
All the Lord brings me are difficulties. My cross is so hard to bear.
主带给我很多难处，我的十字架太大了，我背不了。
Maybe you are saying, I'm waiting for the Lord to first show me His love, then I can love Him back.
或者我说，主啊，你必须要先 向我显示你的爱，我才能够回来爱你。
But do we see how much the Lord loves us? How much He has already loved us?
但我们能不能看见主已经爱我们了？
He died on the cross for us. He has given His all for us.
他为我们在十字架上死了，他把他所有都给了我们。
Now it is not on us whether we will respond to His love and love Him back.
所以现在是我们这边，我们是否愿意回应主的爱，我来爱主。
And so lastly, I want to share the dangers if we don't love the Lord.
所以最后我想交通，假如我们不爱主的危险。
And I just want to share two points here.
我想很简单的交通两个点。
First, if we don't love the Lord, our condition will be we are trapped in religion.
假如我们不能爱主，我们很容易陷进宗教当中。
And so we need to ask ourselves, what are we doing?
所以我们需要问我们自己，我们在这里到底在干什么？
Why are we attending all these meetings?
为什么我们来参加这些聚会？
Is our spiritual pursuit really gaining things of eternal value?
我们属灵的追求是否真的得着有永远价值的东西？
Because we know one day we will all meet the Lord and He will judge us.
因为有一天我们知道，我们都要个人去见主，个人受主的审判。
And there will be great regret if we spend all this time on earth.Thinking that we pursue the Lord, but it's not counted in His sight.
到那时候将会有个很大的懊悔，就是假如我今天觉得我在追求主，但其实我没有什么真实的得着。
And the second danger is that if we don't love the Lord, at best we'll be barely saved.
第二个危险是，假如我不能爱我们主，其实我可能是仅仅得救。
That we cannot grow in our spiritual walk.
我们不能在属灵的路上成长。
But there is an even greater danger here, and that is we might not even be saved.
有个更大的危险是，我甚至都没有得救。
If all our answers to the questions I asked in the beginning are no, that we have no feeling of love for the Lord, no reaction to the Lord's salvation.
假如我刚刚一开始提的问题，我们的答案都是不，我对主没有感觉，没有联系。
That this is a very scary and frightening thing.
这是一件非常可怕的事情。
That we cannot take it lightly, but we must return to the Lord.
我们就不能随随便便，我们必须要回到主的面前。
It's not worth it to do all these religious things only for it to not count before the Lord.
做这些宗教的事情在主面前是不值得的。
And so to conclude my sharing, I want to share that loving the Lord is just the beginning.
结束我的交通，我想提的是，爱主只是个开始。
Loving the Lord is a positive feedback loop that the more we love the Lord, the more we see how much the Lord loves us.
爱主是一个正向的反馈，我越爱主，我越看到主爱我。
And this love continues to grow.
这个爱不停的能够加增。
The Lord loves us so much, and it greatly pleases the Lord if we can love Him back.
我们主多么的爱我，其实我只要真的能够爱主，主的心里非常的喜悦。
And if we don't love the Lord, we cannot have the spiritual reality. There will be no joy in following the Lord.
假如我们不能爱主，在属灵的实际上我们是没有的，我们心里面跟从主没有喜乐。
There's also no way we can trust in Him unless we love Him and know He loves us.
我们也信不过主，除非我们爱主，并且知道主是爱我的。
And there is no way we can give away the things we care about most in this world unless we love our Lord.
我们也不可能把我世上最宝贵的东西放下，假如我不能爱主。
There's no way we can have consecration either if we don't love the Lord.
我们也不可能奉献，假如我不爱主。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose of this message is not to make us unsure about our love for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个交通的目的不是让我们怀疑我们是否爱主，
but to seriously and honestly evaluate our true condition before the Lord.
而是我们在主面前认真的省察我是否爱主，
and that we can love the Lord more and more.
这样我能够更多的去爱我的主。
So in the end, I want to ask us this question again. Do you love the Lord?
在最后我想再问一个问题，你爱主吗？
And may our answer be, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, it is now.
愿我们的回答是，主若我曾爱你，就是现在。
That concludes my sharing. We'll give it to our brother.
这结束我的交通，把时间给弟兄。弟兄姊妹，我们一同看四处的圣经。我们第一处请翻到罗马书十二章第二节。
Brothers and sisters, we'll be looking at four Bible passages. Let us first turn to Romans chapter 12.
第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
第二处，请翻到路加福音24章45节。
second, let us turn to Luke chapter 24, verse 45.
路加福音二十四章四十五节。
Luke chapter 24, verse 45.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures.
第三处，请翻到以弗所书第四章二十二到二十四节。
Third, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
以弗所书第四章二十二到二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
最后一处，我们翻到旧约撒母耳记上二十二章第八节。
And our last Bible passage, let's turn to the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 8.
撒母耳记上二十二章第八节，这是扫罗的话。他是这么讲，他说，你们竟都结党害我，我的儿子与耶西的儿子结盟的时候，无人告诉我，我的儿子挑唆我的臣子谋害我，就如今日的光景，也无人告诉我，为我忧虑。
1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 8, these are the words of Saul. All of you have conspired against me, and there is no one who reveals to me that my son has made a covenant with the son of Jesse, and there is not one of you who is sorry for me or reveals to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as it is this day.
在同一章我们再读一节，十七节。
Same chapter, we'll read one more verse, verse 17.
同样是扫罗的话，他说，王就吩咐左右的侍卫说，你们去杀耶和华的祭司，因为他们帮助大卫，又知道大卫逃跑，竟没有告诉我。
These are also the words of Saul. The king said to the guards who stood about him, turn and kill the priests of the Lord, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled and did not tell it to me.
刚刚我们读到的前三处圣经中提到心意、心窍、心智，这三个字在希腊原文中都是同一个字，讲到我们的心思。
In the first three verses, we read about our mind, our understanding, and the spirit of your mind. And in the original text, these are all speaking of our mind.
所以我就从中选一个词用在我今天的题目当中。我今天的题目是心意的更新。
And so I chose one of these to be my topic, which is renewing of your mind.
我想这一两年来，无论是中年组还是我们青年组，我们花了很多的时间聚会。
I think in these past couple of years, regardless of what group we are in, we have spent a lot of time in meetings.
我们读了很多圣经，我们读了很多前面弟兄的交通。
We have read many passages in the Bible, and we have read the sharings from brothers before us.
我们感觉我们有不少的追求。
And we feel that we do have some amount of pursuit.
但我们也感觉好像我们往前走的脚步并没有很大。
But yet we feel like our steps forward are small.
甚至有些交通让我们望而却步。
And there are even some sharings that cause us to shrink back, that we don't dare move forward.
我想有弟兄姊妹也在寻求，在思想，我们到底该怎样的继续往前。
And I believe there are also brothers and sisters who are seeking how to move forward.
所以我今天是想交通我一点心里的感觉，我想是我们大家一同在主面前寻求，一同在主面前思想。
And so I want to share a feeling in my heart and that we can meditate before the Lord.
我们最近提了很多次少年的官。
We have shared many times about the rich young ruler.
我们交通到少年的官听到主的话之后，他就忧忧愁愁地走了。
We read that when the rich young ruler heard the words of the Lord, he went away sorrowful.
我们知道忧忧愁愁不是一个头脑的反应，是一个心的反应。
We know that sorrowful, being sorrowful is not the reaction from head knowledge, but it is a reaction from the heart.
也就是说少年的官他在他的头脑，他在他的领悟力上是没有问题的。
In other words, this rich young ruler has no problem in his head knowledge, in his intellect.
如果少年官是在领悟力上出了问题，当主跟他说，你要变卖你所有，你还要来跟从我的时候。
If it was a problem of intellect, when the Lord told him that you need to sell all and follow me,
他会跟主说，主啊，你这个命令，圣经根据在哪里？哪一章哪一节你指给我看？
he would ask the Lord, where does this say this in the Bible? Point out to me what verse it says this in the Bible.
但是少年的官他不是这样反应的，他反应是忧忧愁愁的离开。
But this was not the reaction of the rich young ruler. He left sorrowful.
只有心的反应才会忧忧愁愁，头脑的反应是不会忧忧愁愁。
Only the reaction of the heart will you be sorrowful. If it's just the reaction of the mind, it will not be sorrowful.
所以是少年的官他的心出了问题。
So we see that it was a problem with his heart.
当主的话明明过了他的头脑，过了他的领悟力，但这个话落在少年官心的时候。
So the Lord's words passed through his head, passed through his intellect, but when it reached his heart,
落在少年的观，他的观念，他的价值观，他的想法的时候，
when it reached his mind, his values,
这个话在少年观身上就出现了个难处。
Then these words, there's a difficulty.
所以我们看见这是一个观念的问题，这是一个心思眼光的问题。
And so we see this is an issue in our view and our mind.
我们在聚会里面常常说这个属灵的问题，我知道标准答案是什么。
We say that we know the model answer to these spiritual questions.
我们为什么能够知道标准答案呢？
Why do we know the model answer?
我们为什么就能认定这个答案就是标准的呢？
How can we identify that this answer is the right one?
因为我们的头脑，我们的领悟力是没有问题的。
Because we do not have any problems in our head, in our intellect.
但当这个标准答案落在我没有更新的心思上，我就觉得好难啊，这可能吗？
But when it reaches our mind that is not renewed, we think it is so hard. Is this even possible?
又比如说，其实我们很多人都不想守律法，不想过一个宗教的生活。
Another example, we do not want to keep laws and just live a religious life.
但是一些教导，一些交通，当它讲出来，落在我们没有被更新的心思上的时候，
But when we hear teachings and when it reaches our mind that is not renewed,
它就成了听的那个人的律法。
Then it becomes laws to the one who listens.
明明是非常好的交通，非常活的教导。
That the teaching is good, the teaching is living.
落在一个没有更新的心思，没有更新的观念的时候，这个教导，这个交通成为了规条。
But when it reaches a mind that is not renewed, a view that is not renewed, these just become rules.
成为了重担，成为了压力。
That these become burden and pressure.
甚至成为了绊脚石。
And even become stumbling stones.
又比如说，我们听见并且看见一些信心的榜样，一些信心的见证。
Or another example is when we witness or see examples, testimonies of faith.
当它被交通出来。
Once they share it,
落在一个没有被更新的心思和眼光中的时候，
if we see it in the mind and the view of is not renewed,
明明是在主面前活的寻求，
that this is a living pursuit before the Lord,
明明是在主面前有生命力的见证，
that this is a living testimony before the Lord,
但是因着我们的观念没有被更新，这个成为我们外面行为上的效法。
But because our mind is not renewed, this just becomes an imitation of this outward behavior.
成为我们外面行为的要求。
This is a requirement of this outward behavior.
甚至成为同辈的压力。
And even peer pressure.
所以主说，没有人把旧把新布补在旧衣服上。
And so the Lord tells us that you cannot put the old cloth on the new cloth.
如果是这样，新布就带坏了旧衣服，并且破得更大。
Because the new cloth makes the old cloth worse and makes the rip even worse.
也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
And the Lord also said, no one puts new wine in the old wineskins.
若是这样，皮袋就破了，酒漏出来，皮袋也坏了。
Because if that's the case, then the wineskin will burst and the wine is ruined.
所以问题是在那个旧皮袋上。
So the issue here is on the old wineskin.
问题不在那个新酒上。
The issue is not on the new wine.
不是新酒太新了，新酒太浓了，新酒太绝对了。
It is not that the new wine is too new or too strong or too absolute.
问题在旧皮带上。
The issue is with the old wineskin.
所以主从来没有说你要保全你的旧皮带。
So the Lord never said that we should preserve the old wine.
主从来没有说为了保全你的旧皮带，你就不要放新酒了。
Our Lord never said that to preserve the old wineskin, do not put in new wine.
或者新酒太绝对了，混一些陈酒进去。
Or since the new wine is too absolute, let's mingle it with some old wine as well.
主说新酒必须放在新皮带里。
But the Lord tells us that new wine must be put into new wineskins.
只有这样，两样才可以都保存。
Only this way can both be preserved.
所以第一个点，我想我们一同来思想，我们的心思为什么要被更新？到底心意的更新是什么？
And so the first point I want to share is we need to renew our perspective, our values, and how we think.
心意的更新首先是我的观念、我的眼光、我的价值观的更新。
And so renewing our view or perspective is renewing how we think, how we value these things, how we make decisions.
我们刚刚读到路加福音24章45节，主耶稣开他们的心窍，明白圣经。
We just read Luke chapter 24, verse 45, how the Lord opened their understanding.
这是主耶稣从死里复活之后亲自向门徒显现的时候提到的这句话。
This is after our Lord Jesus resurrected and appeared to his disciples.
主耶稣亲自他向他们显现，把他的手和脚指给他们看，还让他们摸。
Our Lord personally revealed himself to disciples and showed them his hands and feet and let them touch it.
门徒那时候喜乐的简直不敢相信。
The disciples were so joyful, they could not believe it.
我想无论门徒他之前信心多么软弱，他多么的灰心失意。
That no matter how weak the disciples' faith was and how faint their hearts were,
他们因着看见主从死里复活显现，他们心都被提起来了，他们的灵都被提起来了。
When they saw the Lord Jesus was resurrected, their life was uplifted.
之前可能不能够完全奉献的心，不能够完全绝对的心，可能都被提起来了。
That their hearts that could not consecrate, not absolute, they were all lifted up and restored.
假如我是门徒的话，我都亲眼看见主从死里复活了，我的灵、我的心，我都被提起来了。
If it were me, I personally see the resurrected Lord, my heart, my faith will all be lifted up.
我甚至有过彻底的奉献，我甚至对主有绝对的心，这难道还不够吗？
If I'm consecrated to the Lord, I have an absolute heart, is this not enough?
我们看见不够。
But we see it is not enough.
主仍然要开他们的心窍明白圣经，就说主仍然要更新他们的心意。
Because the Lord had opened their understanding that they might understand the, comprehend the scripture, which means that they need to renew their mind.
因为门徒经过这些让他们的心提起来的事情实在太多了。
Because there are so many things the disciples that will lift up their life, lift up their heart.
他们看见过变化山上的荣耀。
They saw the glory on the Mount Transfiguration.
看见主耶稣在海面上行走。
They saw Jesus walk on the water.
看见经历过五饼二鱼。
They experienced five loaves of bread and two fish.
假如这种事情有一件发生在我们身上就已经不得了。
If even one of these things happened in our life, that would be incredible.
但我们看见门徒跟主耶稣讲话常常还是不在一个频道上。
But we see that often when the disciples talk with Jesus, they were not on the same wavelength.
他们的观念仍然是以后谁坐在主的右边，谁坐在主的左边。
Their view was still who will sit on the Lord's right hand, who will sit on the Lord's left hand.
所以主耶稣知道心意的更新是一个顽固并且持久的征战。
And so the Lord knows that this issue of renewing our mind is deeply rooted problem.
即使是彼得，
Let's look at Peter.
他曾经他是被主管亲自管教，管教的最多的。
He is the one who has been disciplined the most by the Lord.
他曾经三次不认主，被主亲自恢复。
He denied the Lord three times and was restored by the Lord.
他经历五旬节圣灵的浇灌。
He experienced the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost.
他在房顶上看见异象。
And he saw a vision on the housetop.
但是当有雅各那边的人来的时候，
But when men came from James,
因着彼得犹太人的旧心思，
Because he had the old mind of the Jewish tradition,
他就马上退去不跟外邦人吃饭。
Peter withdrew and no longer ate with the Gentiles.
即使是心中那么有怜悯的巴拿巴都被影响一起装甲。
Even Barnabas, who has so much love, mercy, he was carried away with their hypocrisy.
所以我们看见说心意的更新是非常缓慢，非常不容易。
And so we see how slow of a process renewing our mind is and how difficult it is.
我们每个人都需要心意的更新，即使你已经有过完全的奉献，即使你已经对主认真，你开始学习怎么服侍。
So we all need to have a renewed mind, even if we are a consecrated person, even if we are a person who wants the Lord and has some service before the Lord.
但是难处在于，在很多别的方面，我们都能够觉察到我们的缺乏，但是在心意更新上，不是很能够觉察到。
But the difficulty here is that it is easy for us to identify our lacking in other aspects, but it's not easy for us to notice our lacking in this renewing of our mind.
我们刚刚读到以弗所书四章二十二到二十四节，保罗说要将你们的心智改换一新。
In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 to 24, we read that we need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
中文它用到这个词心智，可能让我们觉得这指到志向。
And so this is not only speaking about our aspiration.
但其实在原文中它仍然讲到是我们的心思。
And the original text is speaking about our mind.
保罗特别提到旧人和新人。
Paul especially mentions the old man and the new man.
所以我们看见心意的更新的关键在于心。
So we see the key to having a renewed mind is new.
心意的更新的关键不在于改。
It's not about correcting or improving.
不在于改我的旧心思，提升我的旧心思。
It's not about changing our old man, changing our old mind.
而是一个全新的心思替代我的旧心思。
But it's that completely new mind takes over and replaces our old mind.
所以有位弟兄说，他说心意的更新就好像新的树叶长出来，就把旧树叶顶下去。
So a brother explained that renewing of the mind is like when an old leaf falls and a new leaf grows in its place.
为什么主耶稣从死里复活，向门徒显现之后，还要开他们的心窍呢？
Why is it that after the Lord resurrected, appeared to his disciples that he still needs to renew their mind for their understanding?
因为在旧人的心思当中是没有复活这回事。
Because in the old man's mind, there is no resurrection.
因着心思当中没有复活这回事，无论我看过多少复活，我可能以后都不相信。
Because there is no idea of resurrection, no matter how much resurrection you see, you still don't believe it.
门徒是看过拉撒路从死里复活的。
The disciples have witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus.
门徒是看过主耶稣向雅鲁的女儿复活的。
The disciples saw that Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead.
甚至主耶稣亲口跟他们说，我三日后要复活。
They even heard that the Lord Jesus told them he would be resurrected 3 days later.
但是当门徒看见空坟墓的时候，几乎没有人往复活的方向去想。
But yet when the disciples saw the empty tomb, no one thought about the resurrection.
即使是抹大拉的玛利亚，
even Mary Magdalene.
抹大拉的玛利亚绝对是爱主的。
She is definitely someone who loves the Lord.
但是当她看见空坟墓的时候，她没有说，诶，主有没有可能复活呢？她的想法是，谁把主的身体挪了去？
But when she saw the empty tomb, she did not think, oh, is our Lord resurrected? But she thought, someone has taken the body of our Lord.
所以我们看见说，即使一个爱主的人，他的心意都需要被更新。
So we see, even if a person who loves the Lord needs to renew their mind.
所以主必须开他们的心窍，不然的话，他们的旧心思当中是没有复活这回事。
So the Lord needs to open their understanding, renew their mind, because in the old man's mind there is no resurrection.
同样，旧人的心思当中是没有顺服这回事。
Similarly, in an old man's mind there is no submission.
在提摩太后书三章第八节，我念给大家听就好。从前亚尼和响匹怎样抵挡摩西，这等人也怎样抵挡真道，他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8 says, Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind disapprove concerning the faith.
这里讲到心地坏了，这个心地在原文上跟刚刚的词同一个字，就是心思。
And so here we see they are men of corrupt mind, and I speak of their mind.
因着没有顺服，其实也不可能有同心。
And if you don't submit, you cannot be of the same spirit.
所以当保罗讲到哥林多教会分门别类的时候，
And so when Paul talks about the division in the Corinthian church,
保罗说你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，这个心跟原文同一个字，心思。
Paul says, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Here again speaks of mind.
在旧人的心思当中，顺服是士兵向着将军的顺服。
In the mind of an old man, old man's mind, the submission is the idea is from a soldier to a general.
是我被命令，我必须得顺服。
It is because I'm commanded to do it, so I have to do it.
是咬着牙的。
I grip my teeth as I do it.
是因为他是将军，我是士兵，所以我不得不顺服。
Because he's the general, I am a soldier, so I have to follow the command.
是我还没有爬到做将军，所以我要顺服。
It is because I'm not in the position of a general myself, so I have to submit.
但是一个心意被更新过的人，
But one who has a renewed mind,
他不仅有顺服的表现，
Not only they have the action of submission,
他能够尝到顺服的好处，
They can also experience the goodness of submission.
他真的能够经历因着有个权柄权柄带下的遮盖和供应，
that because of the authority brings coverage and supply.
所以当一个心意被更新过的人，他看着别人心中没有顺服的态度。
So someone who has a renewed mind when they see others unable to submit,
其实是很为这个人可惜的。
They pity this person.
因着他不愿意顺服，其实他在属灵上错失了很多属灵的好处。
Because this person does not have a submissive attitude, that they have missed out on many spiritual benefits.
还有救人的心思当中是没有奉献这回事。
And in the old man's mind, there is no consecration.
因为救人的心思都是我做主，我的利益在前面。
Because in the old man's mind, I am my own master. I take charge. I think about my benefit.
所以当我们用救人的心思去想奉献，去衡量奉献这件事的时候，
And so when we use our old man's mind to think about consecration and value consecration,
我们觉得彻底的奉献，这可能吗？这可能做到吗？
We think, is it possible to have absolute consecration?
我们会觉得我是受强迫的，我是被要求的。
We feel that it is forced. I'm required to have this.
我觉得我是有损失的，并且我里面很害怕。
That I feel like I'm suffering loss and I'm very afraid.
救人的心思是没有顺服这回事，不，没有奉献这回事。
In the old man's mind, there is no consecration.
他只能够觉得奉献是对的，我要做，但是我心里面没有吸引。
They can only think that consecration is the right thing and I have to do it, but there is no attraction.
还有，救人的心思是效法这个世界。
And the old man's mind conforms to the world.
我之前听一位弟兄交通，他说我们人活在这世上需要有常识 common sense.
I heard a brother share that we live in this world, we need common sense.
但是我们想一下，常识是从哪里来的呢？
But let us think, where does common sense come from?
常识是从世界的思维模式来的。
Common sense comes from the thoughts of the world.
是从历世历代世界的这个模子当中出来的。
The pattern of the world that we see throughout all these years.
所以我们信主的人是有常识，但是不靠着常识做选择，不靠着常识生活的人。
So though Christians we have common sense, we do not rely on it to live and to make decisions.
其实宗教的观念也是世界观念当中的一种。
And actually the religious thoughts are part of these worldly thoughts.
宗教的观念不会告诉你不要来聚会。
Because religious thoughts will not tell you not to come to meetings.
宗教的观念还是告诉你要来聚会。
Religious thought thinking will tell you to come to meeting.
但是信主只是我学业、工作、家庭很多重要事情当中的一样。
But believing in the Lord is just one of the many important things among other things like my family, my work.
所以我们听到很多也特别年轻的弟兄姊妹，只要他们的父母不信主的话。
So we hear, especially among younger brothers and sisters, if their parents don't believe in the Lord,
他们的父母说，你可以信，不反对。
That their parents tell them, you can believe, I am not against it.
但你不要太投入。
But don't be too into it.
你还是要以你的学业为重。
You still need to see that your education is most important.
这个讲法是非常符合 common sense 的。
And this saying has a lot of common sense.
但是我们当中有一位弟兄。
But we have a brother among us.
他信主之后，他觉得我真的很想来聚会。
He felt after he believed in the Lord, he really wanted to come to meeting.
他觉得我花在聚会上的时间是值得的。
He thought that the time I spent in the meeting is worth it.
他的课业非常的重。
His schoolwork was very heavy.
所以别人都觉得你这样不 make sense 啊，你周六花那么多时间聚会，你还有主日早上的聚会。
And his classmates thought this doesn't make sense. You spend so much time meeting on Saturday night and Sunday morning.
我们弟兄说他每次主日聚会完回到学校，他看见他的同学都坐得七七八八。
And so our brother shared that Sunday morning after the meeting when he went into school, he saw that his classmates already had so much progress.
他说他连做什么的想法都还没有。
And he shared that he hadn't even started to think what he would do.
我们的弟兄不是偷懒，而是他把主放在他学业上面。
Our brother is not lazy, but he put the Lord at the highest place above his education.
所以主带领他的学业。
So the Lord led him through his school.
带领他毕业。
Led him to graduate.
带领他找到工作。
Led him to find a job.
带领他成家。
Led him into family.
他是我们年轻人当中第一个拿到绿卡。
He's the first one among the young people to get a green card.
弟兄姊妹，跟从主的路不是照着常识的路。
Brothers and sisters, following the Lord is not just following common sense.
因为常识不会告诉你先求他的国他的义的。
Because common sense will not tell you to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
常识不会告诉你暴力进天国的。
Common sense will not tell you to enter the kingdom of heaven by force.
我们跟从主的路是我顾主的事，主 take care 我的事，主顾我的事。
But when we follow the Lord, it's I take care of the Lord's business, the Lord will take care of my business.
或者英文说 if you honor God, God honors you.
If you honor God, God will honor you.
为什么我们有时候觉得信主之后很乏味很枯燥呢？
Why does it feel that after we believe in the Lord, it's very boring and dry?
为什么别人说信心的路是 exciting 的呢？
And so how can others say that believing the Lord, following the Lord is exciting?
因为依靠 common sense 就只有 common 的经历。
Because if you rely on common sense, you will only have a common experience.
对主就只有 common 的认识。
And you will only have a common understanding of the Lord.
并且 common sense 常常拦阻我们听里面微小圣灵的声音。
And common sense will hinder us to hear the small voice of the Holy Spirit.
阻拦我们受圣灵的带领。
And will hinder us from being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我想大家不要误会我的意思，我不是要让大家做一个怪人。
So please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not asking everyone to be a strange person.
而是我们的心意真的需要被更新，因为我们的旧观念、旧想法实在是太顽固了。
So I hope we can see that we need to renew our mind because we see our old mind is so strong.
很多我们的旧心思、旧想法拉住我这个人，让我不能够在属灵的路上向前。
And our old mind, our old man is pulling us back so that we cannot move forward in spiritual matters.
让我只留在一个仅仅得救的地步。
And so we stay in a condition where we are barely saved.
留在一个聚会很多次很多年，我都没有办法把自己献给主的地步。
And we are in a condition where we come to so many meetings for so many years that we are not able to completely give ourselves to the Lord.
即使一个奉献给主的人，
Even one who is consecrated to the Lord,
很可能因着一个观念、一个想法过不了，他的路再也走不下去。
Because of a mind, a thought that they cannot get past, they cannot continue following the Lord.
所以我们真的要求主怜悯我们，只有我们在一个新的观念、新的眼光、新的心思支配下，我们跟从主、服侍主，才能继续的往前走。
So we need to ask the Lord to give us mercy, because only when the Lord gives us a renewed mind, renewed view, a new perspective, can we move forward.
心意的更新，除了我们的眼光、观念被更新之外，我们需要求主更新和恢复我们的心思，在属灵的事上有个正常的功用。
So not only do we need to have a renewed mind to have this different perspective, but we also need to renew and recover this normal function in our mind of spiritual matters.
主造我们，给我们的心思是给我们用的。
Our Lord gave us His mind for us to use.
是让我们的心思能够配合灵去用的。
And so that it can be used with our spirit to understand.
当从主那边来的负担和启示来的时候，
And when the Lord gives us His revelation, His words,
是先碰到我们的灵。
When the Lord gives us His burden, it first reaches our spirit.
然后我们用心思去明白，去发表。
Then we use our mind to understand it and express it.
当我们聚会或者跟别人交通的时候，
When we hear a message or have fellowship with others,
我们一方面用到我们的心思去明白。
On one hand, we use our minds to understand it.
另一方面，我的灵得造就，得供养。
On the other hand, our spirit is edified and nourished.
无论是哪一种情况，都必须要我们心思有一个正常的功用。
No matter the condition, our mind needs to have its normal function.
但是当我们心思不正常的时候，
When our mind is not normal,
我们的心思是软弱的，是没有力量。
When our mind is weak and it doesn't have strength,
是不能够集中的，是很懒散的。
When it's lazy and cannot concentrate,
是很混乱的，是不能够被管制的。
And when it's disorderly and cannot be governed,
我们有时候读经或祷告的时候，我们发现我的心思就飘走了。
Sometimes when we pray or read the Bible, we see that our heart drifts away.
或者在聚会中，年长弟兄问一个问题，然后我们常常说，你能不能再问一遍？
Or during the meeting, when brother asks a question, we ask, can you ask that again?
有可能我们真的听不清。
Maybe we actually didn't hear.
有可能我的心思已经被飘走。
But maybe our mind has already drifted away.
或者我唱诗歌的时候，我眼睛看着投影上的字，我口也在唱。
Or when we sing hymns, I see the lyric and I move my mouth and I sing.
但我的心思已经飘走了。
But my mind has drifted away.
缓过神来才发现原来我在唱诗歌，诗歌都唱完了。
And then when I come to myself, I realize the song hymn is already over.
或者在一个交通聚会当中。
Or in a fellowship meeting.
我感觉我只听到声音。
I hear the voices.
弟兄姊妹讲什么内容我一句没有听进去。
But the content of what brothers and sisters are sharing, I did not take in a single word.
甚至我们一个人在家祷告的时候。
Even when we were praying alone at home.
我们重复很多的话，我们说主啊，主啊，主啊。
And we repeat many words over and over again. We say, Lord, Lord, Lord.
重复到最后我们心思都空白了。
And then we repeat it so many times that in the end our mind is empty.
保罗说，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Paul tells us that those who set their minds on things of the Spirit are mindful of the Spirit.
体贴圣灵的事就是思念圣灵的事，是要用我要用到我们的心思去思念。
What does it mean to be mindful of the Spirit is that we use our mind to think about these things.
如果这周是弟兄姊妹们的交通聚会，
If this week is the sharing meeting,
如果我有负担，我报名了。
And so I have burden, so I sign up for the fellowship meeting.
我一整周我都在思想我该交通什么，我该怎样交通。
And throughout the whole week, I am meditating, what should I share this week?
你会发现有很多的话从你里面涌出来。
You will find that many words are flowing through from within.
那是因为因着要交通那一周我束紧了我的心思。
That is because you need to share that week, you gird up the loins of your mind.
我经历到我的心思是能够有力量的，能够用在属灵的事情上面。
And you see that your mind has power and can be used in these spiritual matters.
箴言里面说，你们要保守你们的心，胜过保守一切。
Proverbs tells us that you need to keep your heart with all diligence.
保守你的心就是你要守住你的心思。
What does it mean to guard your keep your heart? It means you need to guard your mind.
现在世界上很流行冥想 meditation.
And so in this world right now, it's very common thing is meditation.
它就是让你跟着它的幻想去想象，或者让你的思想放空。
It means that you meditate on an idea or fantasy or let your thoughts go loose.
本来我是守住我心思的闸门的。
Before that, I was carefully guarding the gate of my mind.
但是我让一个意念，让一个幻想带着我的心思跑了。
But I allow a thought to carry me away.
我们的心思就失守了。
Then we lose this guard on our mind.
这样非常的危险。仇敌常常在那个时候占据我们的心思。
And this is very dangerous because the enemy will use this time, this opportunity to occupy our minds.
从前有个人，他想去邻居家借一把斧头。
There was a person who wanted to borrow an axe from his neighbor.
他就突然有个意念，他说：“假如我邻居不借给我怎么办？”
And so he suddenly had a thought: What if my neighbor will not lend me his axe?
他越想越生气，越想越生气。
The more he thought about it, the angrier he got.
当他敲开邻居家的门
，When he knocked on his neighbor's door,
邻居一句话还没说
，The neighbor had not even spoken anything.
他就破口大骂
，And then he started yelling at his neighbor.
你有斧头有什么了不起
？What big deal is it that you have an axe and I don't?
所以我们要常常求主怜悯我们。
So we need the Lord to have mercy on us.
我们常常祷告，求主保守我的心怀意念。
We need to often pray to the Lord to guard our minds.
求主帮助我们警醒，我们能够守住我们的心思。
So that we can be aware, so that we can guard our minds.
求主更新我的心思，恢复我一个正常的心思。
To renew our minds, to renew the normal function.
恢复一个有力的、有序的。并且是清洁的心思能够用在属灵的事情上。
Renew our minds to be the strong, orderly, and pure.
这是我想交通的第一个点。
And so this is the first point I want to share.
第二点，我想交通一下，那在实际中，我怎样经历我的心意被更新。
And the second point I want to share is how do we experience the reality of being renewed in our minds.
这里我们还是着重于我观念跟想法的更新。
And here we'll focus on the renewing of our mind.
我想有两个原则。
I think there are two principles here I want to share.
第一个，只有一个真正奉献给主的人，他的心，真的心念的更新才开始。
Only someone who is truly consecrated to the Lord can begin having their mind renewed.
一个人信主之后，他的想法观念多多少少是有些改变的。
Once a person is saved, there will have some changes in their mind and in their views.
但这些改变是不彻底的，并且是很零散。
But these changes are not thorough and they're very scattered.
只有一个奉献给主的人，他心意的更新开始朝着一个集中的方向。
Only for a consecrated person does their renewing of their mind have a clear direction.
就是我奉献不是为了奉献而奉献。
That I'm not just consecrating myself for the sake of consecration.
我奉献是因为我真的被主吸引，我要来服侍这位神。
That I consecrate myself because I'm attracted to the Lord and I serve the Lord.
因着有这个目标，有这个方向， 带领我们整个心意更新的方向。
Because of this direction and goal, this leads our direction.
并且我愿意付代价，在心意更新上往深处去走。
And we're willing to pay the price to renew our mind.
第二个原则。
The second.
就是我们要接受十字架在我们身上的工作，在我们身上的判定。
We need to accept the work of the cross and the judgment of the cross on our life.
心意的更新是圣灵的工作。
Renewing of mind is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是在我们这边，当我们遇到十字架的时候，
But when we experience the cross,
我们必须要做一个决定。
We need to make a decision.
我愿意服下来。
Am I willing to submit?
我愿意放下。
Am I willing to let go?
我愿意脱下这个旧心思。
Am I willing to put off this old mind?
心意的更新是圣灵的工作，是在神那边的。
Renewing our mind is the work of the Holy Spirit, is on the Lord's side.
但是脱下是在我们这一边。
But the act of putting off the old mind, this is on our side.
我想我就分享我一个小的经历。
I want to share a small personal testimony.
我曾经因为一个误会，也因为我的狭隘和成见，
Because of my misunderstanding, my narrowness, and my prejudice,
我对一些事情，对一些弟兄姊妹有很大的意见。
I had a strong opinion to these certain things and to certain brothers and sisters.
我那时候觉得我是被亏欠。
I thought that I was mistreated.
我心里面很黑暗，很苦毒，我也很生气。
I was full of darkness and bitterness, and I was very angry within.
那段时间我就读圣经，刚好读到扫罗追杀大卫的事情。
And at that time, when I was reading the Bible, I read about Saul chasing David.
大卫为了躲避扫罗，他就去到祭司那里得帮助，然后他又继续跑。
David was fleeing from Saul, so he went to the priest to receive help from them as he continued to flee.
但是扫罗非常的生气。
But Saul was very angry.
他说，我的儿子在帮助大卫，为什么没有人告诉我？
Saul asked three times. First, my son is helping David. Why did nobody tell me?
我的儿子挑唆我的臣子反抗我，为什么没有人告诉我？
My son stirred up my servants against me. Why did nobody tell me?
祭司明明知道大卫来过，还帮助过大卫，让大卫逃走，为什么没有告诉我？
The priest knew about David, helped David, and let him flee. Why did nobody tell me?
扫罗觉得他身边所有人都是错的。
Saul thinks that all the people around him are wrong.
大卫是错的。
David is wrong.
祭司是错的。
Priests are wrong.
他的臣子是错的。
His servants are wrong.
连他的儿子约拿单都是错的。
Even his own son Jonathan is wrong.
扫罗觉得只有他一个人是对的。
He thought that he was the only person who was right.
他觉得身边所有人都是错的。
He thought all those around him were wrong.
他觉得身边所有人都亏欠他。
He thought everyone owed him and mistreated him.
我那时候读到那个故事的时候，我被吓住了。
When I read this story, I was shocked.
因为我看到了自己。
Because I saw myself.
我看到我跟扫罗一模一样。
I saw that I was just like Saul.
我看到我跟他的想法，跟他的感受是一模一样。
I had the same thoughts and feelings as him.
并且更可怕的是，当我往下看，扫罗竟然敢杀神的祭司。
Even more frightening, as I continued to read, I saw that Saul later dared to kill God's priest.
我真的被吓到。
This really scared me.
那天我就跟主说。
And that day I told the Lord.
主，我再也不敢。
Lord, I dare not anymore.
我再也不敢这么想。
I dare not think this way anymore.
这是你的手。
This is your hand.
我那时候做了一个决定。
I made a decision.
我要脱下我这个旧心思。
I need to put off this old mind.
主之后就慢慢带我从这个黑暗狭隘的心思当中出来。
And God delivered me from this dark and bitter thought.
并且给了我一个完全不一样的眼光。
And gave me a completely new perspective.
我现在回想起来，我觉得好羞愧。
When I think back to this, I'm so ashamed.
其实是我亏欠了弟兄姊妹。
Because it was me who mistreated brothers and sisters.
我回想起来，我非常感谢主的怜悯。
I thank the Lord for His mercy.
我感觉主审判的手那时候已经向我压过来。
I felt the Lord's hand of judgment was coming toward me.
但他手停在那里。
But the hand of the Lord paused there.
让我有机会读到那一段的圣经。
Gave me an opportunity to read the story of Saul.
弟兄姊妹，我们有一个很重要的心意的更新。
Brothers and sisters, we have one very important thing around renewing our mind.
就是从我是对的到主你是对的。
It is to change from I am right to Lord, you are right.
我们头脑都很容易讲主你是对的。
It's very easy to say with our head knowledge, Lord, you are right.
没有人敢讲主你是错的。
No one dares say, Lord, you are wrong.
但是当十字架和环境临到。
But when the circumstances come, when the cross comes.
当主的呼召、主的要求临到。
When the Lord's calling comes, when the Lord's requirement comes.
当我的观念、世界的观念冲击我。
And our own thoughts and the thoughts of the world affect us.
我的反应和表现仿佛是在说主啊，我觉得我是对的，你是不是错了？
Our reaction and action seem to say, Lord, I still think I am right. Maybe you are wrong this time.
我们常常的反应是，主啊，你是不是错了？
Often our reaction is, Lord, are you sure? Are you right?
所以我们非常需要主怜悯，更新我们的心思。
So we need the Lord's mercy to renew our mind.
因为即使一个奉献给主爱主对主认真的人
because even for someone who is serious to the Lord consecrated to the Lord and loves the Lord
可能因为一件事他觉得主是错的
because of one thing that they think the Lord is wrong
他在属灵的路上在服事的路上再也不愿意走下去
on their spiritual walk on their walk of service they cannot move forward
我想这是我今天想跟大家交通的
this is my burden to share brothers and sisters today
我们要求主怜悯我们的心意真的能够更新而变化
May the Lord have mercy on us that our mind can be renewed and changed.
并且是持续的更新。
And it is a thorough and constant renewal.
无论我觉得我自己多么要主，我对主多么热心。
No matter how much we feel we want the Lord and how fervent we are for the Lord.
我们都需要谦卑下来，承认我有很多顽固的旧心思、旧观念。
We need to humble ourselves and confess to the Lord. We are still full of these thoughts from our old mind.
是属我的，是属世界的。
That are from me and from the world.
是不讨主喜悦的。
And is not pleasing to the Lord.
是给自己、给弟兄姊妹带来难处的。
And it brings difficulty to myself and to other brothers and sisters.
我们心思当中还有很多未得之地。
And in our heart there is also many things that are, we're not willing to put off.
所以求主怜悯我们，用新皮带替代旧皮带。
And so may the Lord have mercy on us that we replace the old wineskin with the new wineskin.
也恢复我们一个心思正常的功用，能够用在聚会，用在属灵的事上。
And restore the normal spiritual function of our mind.
我想我们今天交通就到这里，我们一同祷告。
We'll end our sharing here. Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，主啊，你永远是对的。
Dear Lord, we thank you. You are always right.
主啊，所以我们要来认识你，我们要来服侍你。
So we need to know you and serve you.
主啊，求你更新我们的心意。
Lord, may you renew our mind.
点燃我们心中爱你的火。
And light the fire in us.
虽然我们有很多缺乏，我们有很多还在事情上没有做得很好的地方。
Though we have so much lack and there are so many things that we don't do well.
但因着这里有人心中真的爱你的。你的灯台在这里长存灯光
But because there are those who love you here, Lord, may your testimony shine bright.
也求你更新我们的心怀意念
And may you renew the spirit of our mind.
你的心思 take over 我们的心思
And may your mind take over our mind.
我们能够在你面前做一个忠心服侍你的人
And that we can be ones who diligently serve you
求你怜悯我们
Have mercy on us
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name I pray
Amen